StatsCast. Hi, I'm Damon Hart Davis, and welcome to Earth Notes podcast on all things eco and green and efficient at home. 10th June 2020 for May's stats. Turn of the month update of home energy and related stats, and playing with May's data for 16WW, i.e. EOU towers, also other significant UK numbers over the month-ish. First, a mystery noise. No, not a rainstorm nor sizzling bacon, more later. We've had clean air, blue skies and record sunshine, though more likely driven by climate change acting on the jet stream than lockdown reducing pollution, it seems, and a lot more video calls for work and school and virtual pub. There have been changes, including signs of a rebound starting, in water use, the morning peak is later, internet use, reshaped and reduced GB electricity demand, changed GB electricity generation, especially renewables and coal, even at home, record May PV generation here by 15% and low imports to boot, and mobility, London having rebounded from 8% of usual at the start of April to about 20% at the start of June. Given that much retail is restarting in the UK, it seems worth turning some EOU ad slots back on. 16WW stats. Given all the warm weather, it's not astonishing that our mains water temperature was on the warm side for May, at 17 degrees C in the middle of the month and 19 degrees C at the end. More typical for mid-May is a degree either side of last year's 15 degrees C. In terms of 16WW energy, PV generation was 24 kilowatt hours per day, well up on the previous high of 21 kilowatt hours per day, and a mean and original PV GIST prediction of more like 18 kilowatt hours per day. This microgeneration system is now over a decade old with no sign of flagging. Self-consumption was 86%, which means that we're largely avoiding using the grid as a battery and reducing the flows inbound, mainly just leaving outflows spilling PV energy to grid and reducing our neighbours' carbon footprints. Daily gross lecky consumption of 7 kilowatt hours per day, ignoring PV and batteries, is higher than I'd like, and may drop a bit with our younger one back at school 2 days per week, and thus the Xbox and TV on less. If our planned heat battery were in place, then I anticipate that basically all of our 5 kilowatt hours per day of gas consumption for hot water would have been diverted from our 18 kilowatt hours per day of electricity exports. That would further reduce grid flows and avoid us burning anything at home other than the odd slice of toast. Also, on the raw side, after about 3 months lockdown, according to xkcd.com, each of our 100,000 head hairs grows at about half an inch per month, or an inch total between them every minute, or 5 feet every hour. Lies, damn lies and statistics, but I do resemble those remarks right now. Audification. Today's data is also 16WW related, from the logs of the EOU web server that is powered with off-grid solar PV at home in my kitchen cupboard. My company was one of the first internet service providers, ISPs, in the UK in the 90s, and some of the very first traffic I watched coming across our first live connection was malicious. I've learned to separate much bad versus legit traffic by eye over the years. I thought maybe it should be possible to make that difference audible. Basically, the observation is that some traffic types have observable patterns. Human traffic will likely show some sort of daily cycle, e.g. less traffic in the middle of the night. Malicious traffic can be very intense and bursty, not observing any etiquette of pacing traffic to be kind to the server, and since a lot of it is automated, i.e. code running amok by itself, has little daily pattern. Well-behaved bots or spiders, such as those run by search engines, Google, Bing, Yandex, etc., are also running all the time, never sleeping, but are also measured and smooth and gentle in their requests. If you look at the show notes for this episode, you will see that I have taken 3 weeks' log data for May this year, all under lockdown, and compared it with 2 weeks' data from April 2018. I have stripped out information that might identify him a visitor and applied some fairly simple classification of traffic to try to pick out subsets that fit some of the above categories. The results have been graphed and converted to audio in various ways. Here is what all of 1 week's traffic from May sounds like, with each day's traffic sped up to become 1 second of audio. Every request made to the server is a hit, such as download of a page, and another hit for each of the images downloaded to be shown within that page, for example. The traffic is counted in buckets 1 second long, of which there are 604,800 in a week. Most, more than 90% of, buckets are empty, i.e. with zero hits. A tiny handful, maybe a couple per week, have over 100 hits, usually from a particularly nasty attack attempt or me running some stress testing tool. Because the sites that feed these logs are quite small, the vast majority of buckets have 8 hits or fewer. Traffic is bursty. That was the mystery noise from the start of the episode, by the way. I then pick out my own traffic, including the odd stress test of my own system. This has a strong daily cadence, including regular automatic refresh of a status page I keep an eye on, which refreshes faster when the off-grid battery is more full. This has been reported as sounding like creaking. Basically, anything that isn't me that announces itself as a bot in the user agent, I have treated as such. This traffic is mainly polite and smooth, a fairly constant sizzle. Bad actors often masquerade as good actors and don't set the fictional evil bit in their data packets to make it easy to shut them out. But bad actions are often clear, such as probing for weaknesses in popular servers and languages such as WordPress and PHP, not used by EOU. This traffic happens all hours of the day and night and features some loud pops from rude, unreasonably intense brute force requests. Bad traffic is picked out as anything that requests something complex that doesn't exist or is forbidden, that a normal human visitor's browser simply wouldn't try, or tries an access type post that EOU doesn't use. All bots and my own local traffic are excluded. Here is bad traffic for the same May week. I deduce human beings to be behind traffic other than my own or bots that request valid pages and media files, e.g. images and MP3. This does exhibit a daily cadence, like small waves washing on a beach, though with some possible masquerading bad actor pops if you listen carefully. And here's a week from April 2018. Bot sizzle. Bad pops. Human waves. Own creaks with a bit of stress testing pop, apparently. Finally, here is 3 weeks of glorious May 2020 lockdown traffic. Enjoy in the knowledge that when you fry bacon, you may in fact be hearing bots and bad actors in the sizzle and the pops. do please read my extensive show notes for graphs, more sounds, and generally quite a lot more poking around in the data, not to mention my wish list of other things that seemed interesting. There are also links to sources and to other podcasts that I've been listening to. Mystery number. Last month's mystery number stood at 34034 as I came towards the end of assembling that Statscast. By early afternoon of June 10th, it was 34684, so that's 650 new commits to the underlying repo from 1 month to the next. An audit trail and emotional roller coaster rolled into one. Shout out! I'm aiming to do a handful of 5-minute podcast interviews with listeners over the next week or so to see if their lives are greener or less so under lockdown and what the interviewees think will happen to their greenness next. Please contact me if you'd be willing to take part. More generally, please contact me if there's something that you'd like discussed on the podcast, maybe including you for a mini interview. Thank you. There's more on my Earth Notes website at earth.org.uk.